that it managed to clear most of the queues in all of our polling stations by 7 p.m. That is the official and legal closing time. However, all those people who were still queuing by 7 p.m. were attended to and were still being attended to because the law stipulates that everybody who was queued up at our polling stations by 7 p.m. must be attended to until whatever time. At 6 p.m., most polling stations had reported a voter turnout averaging 75%. It is our view that the high voter turnout is indicative of a sound voter education and publicity conducted on a receptive electorate. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has ensured that the electorate has been afforded the opportunity to exercise its constitutional right to elect its leaders. The voting atmosphere was peaceful throughout the country, in our view. This is largely attributed to the presence of the Zimbabwe Republic Police, who maintained order at polling stations, and the good deportment of our Zimbabwean citizens. Even in the face of long queues in some instances at some polling stations, the Zimbabwean citizens still exhibited tolerance and patience. We'd like to thank them for that. In terms of polling overview, voting went on well, and there was generally a high voter turnout at most polling stations. At about 6 p.m., the Commission had received reports on voter turnout from 4 out of our 10 provinces, namely Mashingo, Bulawayo, Midlands, and Harare. In Mashingo, at 6 p.m., voter turnout was at 60.62%, with less than 1% turned away for reasons such as not having valid identity cards, defaced identity cards, and not appearing on the voter's roll. In Bulawayo, voting progressed well with an average turnout of 70%, with slightly over 1% turned away. Besides being turned away for not being on the voter's roll, some aspiring voters brought expired passports, driver's license, and birth certificates, which are not acceptable to enable one to exercise their right to vote. In Midlands, the voting proceeded well. The percentage turnout was 75%, while those turned away constituted about 1% for the same reasons as mentioned before. In Harare, on average, polling stations recorded about 70% turnout. At some polling stations, queues had disappeared by late afternoon, while at other centers, queues were still visible. This was due to high turnouts at some composite polling stations, which resulted in some voters taking time to identify their correct polling stations. The Commission is yet to receive voter turnout statistics from Mashonaland West, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, Matabeleland North, Manicaland, Matabeleland South, but we hope to receive these before midnight. Most polling stations in all provinces managed to close at 7 p.m., except those who had voters still in queues at the designated closing time. The Commission is saddened to learn of an unfortunate incident that occurred in Mulilima, where a female voter collapsed and died at a polling station. Our deepest condolences to the family of the deceased. Vote counting has commenced in some areas in terms of the provisions of the law. This counting is conducted in the presence of agents, observers, and members of the press at polling station level. These stakeholders are respectfully reminded that once the process of counting has commenced, they are not allowed to leave the counting center until the process has been finalized. The Commission would like to thank the Zimbabwean electorate for exercising their right to vote in peace, and would like to urge Zimbabweans to be patient as they wait for the results. All stakeholders are reminded to desist from announcing results, as this is the prerogative of the Commission only. Tinoda kutenda mhuri yeZimbabwe, matiratidza kuti Zimbabwe inyika yemadzitateguru yakazvarwa nemoto wechimurenga ngaikomborerwe nyika yeZimbabwe. Mazvita.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Chigumba.